Yeah, hello, who's this?
It's DJ Khaled, your brother. First of all, I want everybody to know I love you. You know what I'm saying? We support each other, and that's how it's supposed to be. They say you in the studio cooking up. They don't want us to win. So we gonna win more. A lot more. It's your brother for life. It's DJ Khaled. We the best. Another one.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are currently ready for takeoff and expected to be on air in 2 minutes. We ask that you switch on all data services and join us via Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, calls, and text messages. We also ask that you stay away from all other things that will distract you from this transmission.
Oh my, this is amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to the main man.
D'LALXTRA. We going like
it. Hello, it's me, your ex.
When you want more music,
champagne for my pain.
Ask for more music. Keep it quiet.
I've always known that you were trouble.
Extra means more.
All right, good morning, guys. You're welcome to another exciting edition of the E Factor. Yes, this is actually the last episode of the year.
Yep.
It's summertime, school is closed. I mean, no, it's Christmas.
Wow.
Yep. And it is just beautiful that we're able to come your way on the last day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
31st December 2022.
Yay.
I think this evening some of you are going to go to church. Some of you are not going to go to church. Some of you are going to party.
But what are you going to do?
I don't know. I mean, it's too early to tell. It's just morning.
Hey.
It's like a whole 24 hours. We haven't even done 12 hours yet. So, you know, let's see what happens. But just in case you want me to come to your church, you can just read.
Hey, you've been promising things since the beginning of the show. You have never executed one. So which one is people should come in?
I've executed.
Now, nah. We were both on this show when this person said that.
Okay.
Oh, this is entire. I'm going to be wearing white all the time. I'm going to be wearing white, blah, 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 on the show.
That was in. No, wait.
Nah.
First of all, wait. That was in the studio. Now we are not in the
relax.
Studio.
Where we are is in a pub.
This is not.
No. That is not what she said. Now, anybody that watched the first episode would remember this clearly.
It means that. This is what it meant. Yes, guys, are you ready? Yes. It meant that wherever I was at the point, that state, as far as I walk into that building, I'll be wearing white.
That's not what you said. Now, if we can rewind, no, is there a way we can replay what you said? Because you're trying to outsmart us, which
no,
is actually
the studio.
Way.
The studio lost the rest of the episode, so you can't do it. So, I don't know. You'd have to go and play.
Now, you'll have to watch season 3, episode 1. We interviewed Boy Clay.
Don't do that.
Yes, you can actually watch that.
Don't watch
this
it.
Gentleman. Let me actually mimic what he said. He said, so tell you what, guys.
Okay.
This year, I'm going to be wearing white.
All through. And I did.
All through because.
I'm wearing white right now.
Something great happened to me.
I'm wearing white right now.
This is white. Who taught you colors? Can you please.
And then, just like that. And no, now the funny thing is, it's not even.
Relax, when we're talking to Margaret, you were in a yellow shirt.
Yes, with a white inner. I mean,
now we can't say that for sure. You are not supposed to be showing us your underwear on the show. What are you saying?
It's not supposed to be an underwear. It's just like, you know, those kind of things.
What things?
Relax. It was a shirt.
I just want you to understand the fact that you came to make a promise on the show and you didn't honor whatever promise that was. And yeah, I'm coming to say somebody should invite you to church. Meanwhile, we both know you're not going to do that.
I'm wearing white.
Did you wear white when we were talking to Magruch?
Yes.
You wore white.
I wore white and yellow.
No, you were wearing yellow. What are you saying? We do not care about your undies. Why are we discussing undies on the show?
It's not like undies.
Relax. Was it an underwear?
Everybody knows.
Was it an underwear?
Everybody knows I like to wear t-shirts under everything I wear.
Everybody.
I mean, not everybody. Everybody that knows.
We actually heard a lot on this last episode, bro.
Anytime you see me. I'm wearing a white inner. I barely wear that. So that is it.
So I think it actually allowed that we discussed the apostrophes and the words on the show.
Next year, I bet you I'll be wearing a white t-shirt, white inner, on the first episode. So now,
now we can actually not take your word for anything, cause okay. Bro, I'm actually done.
So watch out watch out for the first episode of the next year. I mean, next day is just tomorrow, so 6 days more than you'll be able to see. Don't mind, Charlie. Look, we are saying goodbye to you guys for the year. And we told you we're not going to go on any breaks like that again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's actually no break. In 2 weeks, you're going to get your... Wait, no. It means that it doesn't come out on 7th. It comes out on the 14th. Hey, wait. Hey, no. Yes, on the 14th. Yes, on the 14th. Uh-huh. Hey, wait. Wait.
Hey, Delali and numbers.
What's the next 2 weeks from today? 7th is the first. So the next week.
14th.
It can't be 14th.
But it can be what?
I don't know.
Your phone doesn't have a calendar.
Huh?
Your phone doesn't have a calendar.
It does. It does, eh?
And the first Saturday is...
What is that?
It's not 14th.
Oh, it's supposed to be 14th.
Ah!
Really? Oh, okay. They scheduled it for 14th. Oh, guys. Okay, so sorry. Next year... Whoa. Yeah. Next year, 14th, yes, you get the first episode. Whoa, that's like, okay, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, so you see that.
On this note, we are both clear on the fact that your math teacher and your teacher that taught you colors did you a lot of harm.
Wow. Yep. So shame on the teachers then.
Shame on you too for not learning, because I am very sure there are students in your class that did great with math and colors. What are you saying? Nobody.
Guys, we're trying to start the show. I'm trying to start the show that ends the year. The irony of that. Now, we're going to get into our words. Now, first word is imbue. You know imbue? Somebody wanted to mention it a different way, but...
It was.
When you see... When you see I-M-B-U-E...
So what would you say?
It's imbue. What would you say? What would you say?
What would you say? It is imbue. You were not understand.
Imbue. Imbue. Imbue how? Jobue. Hey, look. I-M-B-U-E is imbue, and that is to influence or permeate. You know, permeate. Permeate is like when something like passing through. Do you understand? Like permeate. If something permeates your body.
We understand. Move on.
That's how yappy you are.
We understand.
Okay. Or okay, fine. So it, like in more simpler terms, imbue means to fill something up.
Mm.
Like with a particular feeling, whatever it is. So if anybody has watched the originals, there's a part where Klaus said the blade has been imbued with dark magic. So it means that the blade was filled with dark magic. So if you watch the originals and then he said that and you actually didn't know what he was saying and you were acting all fresh like you knew, yeah, that is what it means. So
since you did not act all fresh, what season and what episode was that?
Well,
the next word,
I'm sure we are not here to discuss movies. So now the next one is bravado. And that means confident or brave talk or behavior that's intended to impress other people. That's what she does on the show. So a lot of bravado that goes on. I don't do that. I really don't really care about how you guys... I really don't... careless how you guys... boy. Yeah, so that's what... No. So...
That was a good thing.
What was a good thing?
He just made you know that he actually doesn't give it...
I didn't say I don't even
think about what you guys feel.
I'm just saying.
You said that's what she does. That's what she tries to do all the time. But I do not
people.
Like I do not do anything.
Exactly, because I'm just doing it. That's whether it impresses you or not. Like
that is not your business. It's what you're saying.
I'm trying to say that the drive is not to impress you.
But the drive is to do what?
To do it to the best of my ability.
So it is not to make sure your viewers enjoy what you do.
So if you are impressed, yeah, then you know that my abilities are top notch. There you go.
It doesn't make sense, but okay, we'll
actually
take it.
Does.
It doesn't.
No.
We are just taking it because we actually need to get going and talk about our confused word. Yeah, so our confused word for today, we have parish and then perish. So parish means it's a church, basically a church. Then we have perish, which means death, ruin, or destruction. I didn't say it.
Why did I say anything? I'm just laughing.
Say there you go.
I can't say there you go.
Generally. I don't like that. What is that?
Alright guys, moving on to song of the week. Yes, we have a theme song actually, apparently. Mm-hmm. And it's from Boy Claire. So Boy Claire did us the honors to actually put our music with the whole show. That's actually great. We have been waiting for a day to debut it or send it something. And well, what better time than the last day of the year? So
So considering that we started the year with him, so
exactly. So okay, look at you all, you know. Important. Okay, so yes, so we're gonna be listening to Boy Claire, the E-Factor theme song. We're gonna be using it actually throughout next year something. So so let's go. Boy Claire, the E-Factor song. You hear my name there, you hear me. I think I'll remix it and rap. So that's what is going to be going on. Then we are inspiring you for, you know, the last time until 14th. Mm-hmm. So guys, thank you so much. Okay, now we'll see you on the flip side. We have a whole other, you know, part of the show coming up next.
Yep.
So don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere. Yeah. See you guys.
This is the E Factor.
We didn't come support one song and one song.
We're gonna skate one song, one song only.
From B to the C. There is a word, boy. E-Factor back on a new season. Deep and wide, like the ocean. Feel so bored. E-Factor gonna make you cheerful. That's a resolution. 17 can't die, it's a China bomb. From GH straight to London. If you wanna hear the best, the apostrophe, laddie. If you put me on a beat, boy, Claire, then I kill it. The apostrophe, L-A-L-I. We hit you with the news every day, not the vibe. Spreading the love, Spider-Man 10 times. Hey, like a Spider-Man 10 times.
Stream E-Factor, know you, man.
Oh my, this is amazing, this is great, this is something I will always want to listen to. Listening to Mayman, the apostrophe L-A-L-I.
We the best, don't try, don't go there. E-Factor, we the best, say no, don't go there. What a strike, we the best, don't try, don't go there. He'll get come see you with a question. Such a nice girl she be hosting. Will be summer summer me to mean you know from head to toe promotion 10. DJ Infinity go make you shake your head. We are Mumukura, you go here where. Any place you do, say boy Claire. You know how the thing go, he'll get.
He fucked up back on the new season. Deep and wide, like the ocean. Feel so bored. He fucked up, gonna make it cheerful. That's the way the lotion. Me fucked out, no you man. E-Factor on Apple Podcast, E-Factor on Spotify, stream E-Factor on YouTube.
E-Factor, we the best, say no, don't go there. What a strike, we the best, don't try, don't go there. E-Factor, we the best, say no, don't go there. What a strike, we the best, don't try, don't go there.
E-Factor back on the new season. Deep and wide, like the ocean. Feel so bored. E-Factor gonna make it cheerful. That's the resolution. Stream E-Factor on Radio Mac. E-Factor on Apple Podcast. E-Factor on Spotify. Stream E-Factor on YouTube.
E-Factor, we the best, say no, don't go there. What a style. We the best, don't try, don't go there. E-Factor, we the best, say no, don't go there. What a strike, we the best, don't try, don't go there.
Okay,
we go in, we go in like.
Hello, it's me, your ex.
When you want more music,
champagne for my pain.
Ask for more music. Keep it quiet.
I've always known that you were trouble.
Extra means more.
So I say to you, it's possible you can live your dream if it's becoming a diamond, if it's having more, if it's achieving more, if it's being a better father, being a better mother, whatever it is, overcoming addiction, changing our society. It's possible you can live your dream. It's necessary that you have a plan of action, that you're resilient, that you stick to, and you work with the system, that you work with people, that you give support, and that you be there for them, that you have the vision and never give up, that you become creative and relentless and keep on coming back again and again and again, and that it's you that you got to take personal responsibility to make it happen, and that it's hard, easy is not an option, and when life knocked you down, jump back up and said, it's not over until I win. And when you know it's hard, and you write down those reasons that will energize you, that will inspire you when you want to give up, when you doubt yourself and you pull those reasons out, that will make it worth it for you. And once you find those things that will make it worth it for you, it will create a hunger within you that won't be denied, and then it is done. It is done. It is done.
I was 26 when I decided to come here. There's the age thing. Oh, you're too old. If you listen to people, and if you allow people to project their fears onto you, you won't live. What if I believed those people who told me that when I became pregnant in college that I wouldn't finish? I walked across that stage with my son on my hip, and I collected my degree, my diploma. I didn't hear the naysayers when they were like, you're too old to go to California. If you don't hit by 25, you're not gonna make it. I will be 46 this year. I am just touching the surface. I am just getting started. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I had a passion, I had a dream, and I dived in and I went for my dream.
It all starts with you. You're the temple and you have control. You're in a bad situation, it's up to you to get out of it. You can't give another human the responsibility of your happiness.
This is the E Factor. What does the extra mean?
Jet plane headed up to the sky.
And even more music.
I'm addicted to you, and I don't know why.
And if you ask around, you gonna say I'm a don't know.
Hi guys, good morning. We're back. We're back for wait,
the second part
in the break, Jesus,
of yes. The show.
Yeah, exactly. Now, yes, like we said, we're just saying goodbye. We're saying thank you to
everybody that has been with us throughout the entire year.
Yeah, we're grateful.
We couldn't just leave without wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So
Christmas is almost done, so Happy New Year, guys. And Christmas was like how many days ago? Like 5 days ago, 6 days, something.
It still doesn't hurt. To wish somebody a Merry Christmas.
At the end, that's one of the last days.
Relax, we will take it. Merry Christmas. Why?
How would it? Okay, I guess you guys will. Anyway, so. Pardon the rudeness. Now, we're officially out. We're going to go on. No, we're not going on break. We're back 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, we have
the next episode is dropping. Here. Yep.
So, so thank you guys. Like she said, thank you guys so much for being with us. Some of you have been there from season one. Some of you came along the way. Some of you have departed. I mean, you guys the departed ones wouldn't actually hear, but they have departed. But in case you decide to come back on the last day of the,
you come and meet your greeting.
Exactly. So the question is, where were you? Anyway, so I don't know. I feel like I just need to talk about how the year started, how it continued, kind of. So the reason why we're here, right?
Conversation time.
The reason why we're here.
Do we need popcorn? I don't know. Maybe talk over a drink or something. So since you have this, let's go ahead.
Oh my god. Okay. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Now it's time for you to talk. You can't talk.
Wow. Okay, yeah.
The mic is yours.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yep, so the year began with us, Boy Claire, Yeah the Medic, Jar Time came through too, and I think that was it. Yeah, so we were supposed to, oh, I think we had an episode with Kwame Bena too, somewhere. No, I think we had, so Kwame Bena, Boy Claire, Yeah the Medic, somebody, something. Wait, how did I? Yeah, so there was that. Now, as time was going on, then the space that we had first, right, it got compromised. The FBI had got into it. They raided the compound. They're like, we found drugs here.
Hey, so drama this place, came.
This place is
drama match.
This place is now the property of the federal whatever. Maybe I'm not even a federal state, but. Look, guys, that is not even what it is. No, so we're just saying goodbye. Now, the year has been great. I mean, not so great. I've had, like, one of the rockiest years, actually. And but glory be to God, next year I'm interviewing Joe Rocky Jr. Yeah. Now, it's like a very rocky year. It started really rough. I think by March, I actually had very good plans for the year. But by March, it was like, I'm like, okay, I really don't know what stage this is, but I don't even know how I'm going to actually get back up, you know, like actually come back and do all these things. And yes, so that was it. So put a hold on the E Factor. Very, very French leave, I must add. Jesus.
Yeah?
Because.
Oh, you see.
Relax. We didn't say anything. All you guys heard was the last time she had the interview with, I think, Yeah the Medic. Right, was it Jar Time? Somebody, and then that was it. And then so we're home trying to see what we could do. It was a lot. And then somebody asks me what's happening today. I'm like, oh, we are coming back. Oh, we are coming back. Come back. Come back. I probably not come back. Then quickly, so there was a whole other side, like whole other interviews that I had scheduled that had to be done. And then, but the time was never right, actually. So we're just like little by little. I don't know. Then I was like, you know what? You gotta come back because you haven't seen the last of the E Factor yet. Not at all. I mean, we are just beginning. So we came back. We gave you Amrit Singh. We gave you Michael Mogrooch. We gave you Jason Skisik.
Yep.
So that's strong four very, very huge personalities. Very amazing conversations that we had with them, and we are looking forward
that
to
that.
Wasn't
four, that was three.
That was four. How is that four?
Mention names again.
The three.
No. Mention the names.
I'm Amrit Singh.
Mm-hmm. One. Michael Mogrooch. Yes, Tang is actually tied. Michael Mogrooch,
okay,
two.
Michael Mogrooch, then Jason Skisik.
Three. The fourth one.
The two of us.
Della.
But we're here. Yeah, so guys, so I thought we're adding this. I didn't know you were just talking about that.
You said we interviewed four amazing people, and now how are we talking
but
about us?
Each other, but I'm talking about myself. I'm interviewing myself.
You think that's my, this is not picking.
Okay, so like we gave you three amazing interviews, and then I'm looking forward to bringing better, like amazing, not but like more exciting conversations, not to say that the other ones weren't exciting, like as in we're working on improving the show. I mean, we've heard the things that you guys have said too.
Yep.
So we're trying to see what we can do about all those changes and stuff like that. And yeah, so that is basically what happened this year. And there are a lot of other details, but there's a whole video that is going to be released for that. How the whole 2020, it is like the road to the new studio.
2022,
like we're still working
best
on
year upper.
Okay, that was actually weird. Really.
Best now, video documentary.
Okay. Yeah, so we have a lot of other stuff that we're going to be doing next year. So, yes, we can't wait to invite you guys to join us, be on the train with us. Hopefully, the studio is back in time, and then we're going to have...
you guys in the studio.
Exactly.
Get
and
talking
then,
again.
There you go. White Extra is going to be rolling out more programs. So now it's not just going to be the E Factor. We're going to have a couple more produced by White Extra. So watch out for that. What?
I said you know it.
Ah, you do. Okay. Do you? So we're gonna be having we've had snippets of, you know, maybe sex talk, like just a little bit. We probably didn't satisfy you guys. And the whole sex talk didn't satisfy you guys. Yes, so we had that. That's like very, very little, minimal. Now we have a whole show. Like, it's like the whole 10 episodes, 15 episodes, whatever it is, it's all about sex. So it means that, like, it's plenty more where that came from. Don't worry. Don't you worry at all. Then, what's that again? Then we have a whole spiritual aspect. Yes. God is coming here too.
Yes.
So we're going to have, we're going to be having a lot of other programs that we're probably not going to. Okay, so they are going to be crossover episodes. The exciting things that are going to happen. So we will be on other shows still. That those other shows will also be featured on the E-Factor. So it's just like a whole global village in the extra community. So that's what's going to be happening next year. And let me throw this out to anybody. If you want to have a show, right, and maybe you're looking for a place to actually do it, so you can just bring the idea and then we'll work with you guys to produce, like we'll do everything and produce it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just for, you know, I mean, contribution to the podcast community in Ghana. So yes, so we'll be doing that next year. So what you have to do is to pray. I feel like I've been going on and on for like how many, like a long time.
I said the mic was yours and indeed you're taking hold of it.
Okay. So yeah, so we're going to be doing so many amazing things next year, and yeah, that is just yes. Okay. Yeah, I'm done.
I told you you're supposed to be done. Did I say you can be done?
Yes, the world is your oyster.
Yeah, so I think basically he has given us the update on what happened within the year, why we went on the whole break and everything. So yeah, the documentary will be out. And yeah, so next year is going to be interesting. It's going to be very beautiful with a series of programs that we'll be bringing on board. And like he said, if you have programs that you would want to produce or anything, you need expert perspectives on it, you can actually hit him up. What's your personal Instagram handle?
You do have a personal Instagram.
A thousand of girls would like to send you a message on Instagram. So please feel free to send him your messages with your program lineup and everything. He will answer everything. You can actually go through him instead of going through the, you know,
please do email
administrators. So you can go through him rather than our bosses. He'll put in a word for you. Then, you know, Show Banker, your show will be on
go to the wide extra platform.
Or you can actually go through a more legit way. You can hit up our Instagram handles. Is it Wide Extra, right? And then E-Factor.
Yeah, Wide Extra, E-Factor.
Yeah, E-Factor. You can send us messages.
I mean, they'll be popping up.
You can be sending us the messages through that. But I mean, if you want to engage in a conversation with him too,
I'm not,
you
can for
hit his
man.
DM and then that gives you an upper hand into the show.
Actually, no.
Yeah.
All right. So what's your favorite movie of 2020? What?
Aishishimi.
Why would I? I mean,
and you just
I bubbled you. like a DJ when they're like something. You know.
2022, my best movie.
That's the best movie. I said best memory.
Best moment, memory. This is on the spot. I wasn't expecting something like this.
Okay. Means you had a shitty year.
Oh, no, not really.
Okay.
It was interesting. Shitty. Yeah, it was interesting. I feel like I can't make mention of what the best moment was, but it was a great year. So, yeah, I think we can do with that. What was yours?
No, I don't. I mean, there are memories that I, you know, certainly want to keep to myself. If you know what I mean.
There we go.
Where are we going?
You know what that is, but okay.
All right, guys. So we're gonna play a game of what do you know, or what if you know? It's just what do you know?
There need to be rules.
There's no,
because I know people, some people cheat a lot. They know semantics, so they know how to wiggle their way out of situations. We need to set
quite the snake, eh?
We need to find rules. So since that is going to be getting to you most of the time, what rules do you think we should be using?
I don't think there should be rules.
So that you can be cheating freely.
Why would I cheat?
Because that's what you do. You say something, and the next moment you talked about white shirt, the next moment you're talking about your undies. I'm like, okay.
No, it's not an undie, and it's a white shirt.
I didn't know.
It's still a white shirt.
Is that what you were seeing on the show? Was that under something?
Yes.
Exactly. So that makes it what?
No.
That makes it what?
The first episode, I was wearing a white inner with a coat.
It wasn't buttoned entirely.
Exactly.
It wasn't buttoned. But this one happens to be no. Why is he showing us the things he's wearing? And you should just accept the fact that she didn't honor what she said you were going to do the entire.
All I know is that.
And that is that we are not talking about it. We are not going to do anything about. Wow, you see what I was saying about Bruce? Because he has a way he can take himself out of every situation just by adding things and things. And by the time you realize,
where will you be wearing the white tee? I'm like, oh, maybe on top or under.
That's not what you said. You said throughout the. Oh, please. Can we replay Boyclair's episode, that part?
Oh, come on, man.
No, we can actually do that. No, then we can hear what happened.
Now, moving on. Okay. Now, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So there are no rules.
Okay, so if you lose, if you actually lose, what is going to happen?
Then you are a loser.
Yeah, a loser.
Pom, pom, pom.
Okay, fine. I'm like, if we were going to hand out some sort of punishment, it would have been good. I think I have a punishment. Okay, so if somebody loses, you're actually going to tell the person to do something.
Like?
On the show. Not.
Okay.
Totally up to you.
Okay, now start. What was the first?
Relax. We are trying to. We are trying to find the rules. You know.
But you said I
wasn't. Hey, we are trying to find the rules. Why are you trying to jump into stuff?
Okay, let's go.
So that is it. We are continuing.
Mm-hmm.
So if the person loses, we are going to say something that you are supposed to do right. So the first thing that we are going to do. Who is going to go first? You are going to ask me first.
You go first.
I'm supposed to ask you first. Okay. So what I'm going to ask you is. I'm going to go easy on you, so don't go hard on me.
Mm.
Okay, so what was the theme for this year's Women in History Month that we did? We had Ia the Medic on the show.
Break the bias.
You see, that was easy.
It was.
So your question.
It wasn't easy.
It was.
I just knew it.
It was. It was easy.
It was easy. Okay.
Hey.
So, what was the first word we had for lexicon this year? Fess up.
Did you hear that?
What?
You didn't hear anything.
Exactly, because you didn't say anything.
You didn't hear anything.
You didn't say anything.
There was something.
What was it?
Can I? Okay, I don't remember the first word that we did, but what I remember is I remember we talking about Shitoflex and Jadela.
We always talk about those things.
I remember speaking to Boyclair. I remember him talking about 2022 best rapper.
I remember his issue with
his girlfriend where he bought a phone for the girl.
Here's your punishment.
What is it?
Sing Countryside. The beginning. Go.
You go see me for Countryside.
No, 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 start.
From Takwadi. Yes,
do the beat. Do the beat and everything.
This punishment here is from your heart. So you've meant me that.
I meant you
were. Because this
okay,
one.
Go.
I can sing Black Sherry's part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was that one, but okay. Go ahead.
Here we go. Can we share this song? If you hear me, get your kicks on. My brother, get on. We go.
Okay.
We foresee before Countryside. Yeah, that is it. You can remind them go.
Okay. Yes,
that is it.
Okay.
My question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When Fatty was on the show with Margaret, we talked about Kwame Brenner. give me one song on Kwame Bene's EP.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, yes.
Witches. I beg for witches. That's what he said.
No.
That's it.
Okay, fine.
I beg for witches.
You win, fine.
You know what?
Oh, you win.
Play.
We understand.
Extra. Cue it.
No, we actually understand. That is it. He said I beg for.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, the lad, don't do difficult.
All right. So, who was the second guest on the show? Pam pam pam. Ultimate Fatty. Pam guest.
Yeah, the first time she came on the show, she after Boy Claire, she came.
So was that guest?
Eh.
That's that guest.
So the second guest that we had, Kwame Brenner.
That wasn't. It wasn't Kwame Brenner.
Who was it? It was Kwame Brenner.
It wasn't Kwame Brenner.
It was Kwame Brenner.
Hey.
It was Kwame Brenner.
No.
Who
no,
was
no,
it?
No. Someone.
Who?
Wait. So yeah, so all right guys, yes, that has been an amazing ride.
Obviously because he was losing out a lot. Should I talk
about you? Hold on, now let's see if it is seven. All right guys, so that was an amazing rest of the party, right? Yes, so we are closing our doors permanently. The E-Factor is done as you know it, and
for the year that is,
as you know it, we're done.
For the year, yeah, so because he's actually losing out on a lot of the questions that I'm about to ask him, we are trying to put a stop to this. I think we are going on and on and on about things for so long. So yeah, this is the end of 2022. It wasn't the best, but I think that we were able to come back later in the year like we promised. That is exactly so. Yeah, we were able to do that. Some as a team, we keep our promises, but individually we can't speak for individual people, but as a team we do keep our promises. So yeah, we came back later in the year like we told you guys. So next year, that is tomorrow, 1st of January 2023, you guys, happy new year to you guys. It's been a great year. We're not here entirely, but you guys, the support was massive and everything. It was great coming your way later in the year. I hope we meet next year with same energy, big spirit, everything, big dreams and all that.
You think better. Yes, so thank you very much for everything. God bless you all.
Yep, you guys are amazing.
And make sure you're doing good out there, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Happy New Year to you guys. So
happy New
bye
Year.
Now.
Bye.
See you next year.
This is the E-Factor.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to touch down. Thank you for joining us on this exciting journey. Join our next transmission for an even better experience. Have a nice day.